Moscow has rejected the U.S. assessment that Russia is stuck in war-torn Syria and that the Kremlin is looking for others to fund its post-war reconstruction. The Kremlin says that President Putin discussed problems in Russia-U.S. relations with the Security Council ahead of a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. Well, the statements came after Bolton claimed that Washington has leverage in talks with Moscow because the Russians are, quote, stuck in Syria at the moment. Bolton also said that there is no understanding between the U.S. and Russia over Syria's Idlib province. The Syrian army is preparing an operation to recapture Idlib, the last terrorist-held province. Bolton made remarks during a visit to Israel. He also called on the Iranian forces to leave Syria as a precondition for U.S. cooperation to end the war. Iran has repeatedly said that its forces are in Syria in a purely advise and assist capacity. Okay, from Moscow, I'm now joined by Dmitry Obabych, who is with the Voice of Russia radio station. Good to have you with us, sir.
Yes.
Moscow says that it's not stuck in war-torn Syria, as the U.S. is claiming it is, and that, if you remember, the Kremlin asked for help from outside to reconstruct Syria. And now the U.S. is saying that Moscow is looking for others to fund its post-war reconstruction. Let's have your comments on this.
Well, Moscow is not asking for help for itself. Moscow is just attracting attention to the terrible humanitarian situation in Syria. And Moscow says that it's in the interest of Europe and of the United States to start reconstructing Syria, because then the Syrian refugees will have an opportunity to return home and not to stay in Europe, where a lot of them are now located. Unfortunately, we know the position of the European Union on the matter. It says that it won't finance, European countries won't finance reconstruction in the areas which are controlled by the Syrian government, which means 96% of Syria's territory. This is a very cruel and a very unfair decision, because the European Union participated in helping the insurgents against the Syrian government. It's enough to look at the newspapers of Europe in 2011, 2012. It's enough to remember the summits of the so-called mm-hmm. Friends of Syria, which were all directed against the Syrian government. Participants openly looked for ways to undermine the Syrian government mm-hmm. and to help the insurgents. And okay. Now the European Union is saying that they have nothing to do with it, and they are not obliged to pay money.
Sorry to interrupt you, but let's get back to the Russia and the U.S. Argument over this Syria situation. For instance, U.S. is saying that we have no understanding with Russia when it comes to that operation to recapture Idlib. Why is that?
Mm. Well, the United States is in Syria without invitation from the Syrian government. So their actions are 100% illegal, while Russia is on an invitation from the Syrian government. And Mr. Bolton is just not being diplomatic when he says that basically Russia is stuck in Syria. Well, in the same way, the United States is stuck in Syria and in Iraq, and in a much worse way than Russia, because
also the
American influence in Syria is not based on cooperation with the local population. It's based squarely on their military might and sometimes cooperation with their agents on the Syrian territory. So the Russian foreign minister said today that actually Russia doesn't want to stay in Syria. Our aim is to remove all the foreign forces, all the foreign agents from the Syrian territory, so that Syrians would be able to decide their fate themselves. The question is just that Syria cannot and should not rebuild its shattered infrastructure alone. This is simply unfair, because it was not the Syrian government that destroyed it. It was an insurgency helped by the United States and the European Union and Turkey and Saudi Arabia.
All right. Thank you for that perspective. That was Dmytro Popovich with the Voice of Russia radio station joining me from Moscow.